The Lord in His scriptures through His apostles tells us to be good citizens. That is to be law-abiding people and honor every law that is not contrary to the law of God, and to pray for our leaders that God would give them wisdom to lead us in peace and freedom. This is what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. We want to live in peace with all people and in peace within our country. I know there are times and many places around the world where the governments will not leave the Christians in peace. They will not leave people to their conscience. This must be faced with prayer and much supplication before God. And I cannot advise people what to do when they try to live in peace but will not be left in peace. The Bible says, be at peace as much as possible with all men. So we'll leave it at that. There's much praying to do. But the one thing I know, we are to pray for those who lead us in our government. Pray that God will break in upon their conscience, that they will have godly advisors and somehow strive to do God's will for the people. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray for those who lead my country, Lord. I pray that love and goodness and righteousness will guide them. I pray that the freedom of all people everywhere will be protected, their freedom to worship as they please, to believe what they want, and to practice their faith without harassment and without persecution. I pray this, O Lord. I pray that we would have leaders of good conscience. Raise up leaders for us, O Lord, who believe in freedom, who believe in your royal law of love. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.